This podcast was made possible by the Heising-Simons Foundation. The Center on Enhancing Early Learning Outcomes at the National Institute for Early Education Research presents Legacy 2030, Pioneers in Early Childhood Education. On this episode, we speak with Joan Lombardi, Director at Early Opportunities, LLC, and former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Early Childhood Development at USDHHS. Joan, what research and experiences influenced your career?
I think people have a tapestry of experiences that influence their lives. For me, I think my family. My father came from Italy in 1935. My maternal grandparents came in the early 1900s. My husband came from Jamaica. His grandparents came from India. And I think this range of cultural experiences have really enriched my life and made me who I am. I grew up with a strong work ethic, with a deep commitment to equality of opportunity, and for a love of country, and an openness to learning about the rest of the world. When I think about theories of early childhood, I am very grounded in principles of child development. I think for me what that means simply is learning affects health, health affects learning, and social-emotional development affects both of them. My early experiences were grounded in Head Start. Head Start has provided the vision for my work, and I think the reason is it embodies those child development principles. It stands for empowering families. It stands for everything that Uri Bronfenbrenner taught us, which is children grow up in families, families are influenced by communities. So I think that grounding in that two-generation approach to early childhood really has set the tone for the rest of my life.
What have you learned from your work about how to catalyze change and address equity?
You know, I think the big lesson is it's teamwork. You know, it doesn't come back to a single person. You can set a vision, but it really is your team that makes the difference. It's your partnerships that produce the results. I think what I learned from my experience working in the Department of Health and Human Services and with the Department of Education and other departments, you know, I worked across many agencies, is that if you set a vision and you're clear about where you want to go, not everybody has to do everything, but they have to see their part in the process and believe that they can make a difference. You know, I've been very lucky to work across three different administrations. I think it does help when you have people in high-level positions that support you. And then in turn, my role is to support those who are implementing the vision that I may have.
What is most important but least understood about effective early childhood education, particularly for disadvantaged children?
I think the thing that's really not understood is that it's not a magic bullet, that there's not one particular period of time, one particular program. We need continuity of programming from the prenatal period through the early grades. I also think we need to focus much more, and it needs to be much more understood, that the primary element, the primary thing in a child's life that influences them are the adults in their lives, whether it be their parents or whether it be their caregivers. And to enable their responsiveness to children, we really need to support them. That means supporting parents' education, income supports, supports in times of crisis, and for the caregiver, it means providing a work environment and decent compensation that will allow them to fulfill all the promise they have to do the work.
What strategies would you recommend policymakers implement over the next 10 years to improve early childhood education?
We need a serious commitment to financing. The field has grown, the commitments of funding have increased, but we are still very short of where we need to be. It shouldn't be that you've got parents paying 20-30% of their income for childcare. It shouldn't be that you have a teacher that in preschool that makes a fraction of what she could make, even with a BA degree if she was teaching first grade. It shouldn't be that we're serving less than 10%, just a fraction of the kids that are eligible for early Head Start. We can do better than this. The country can do better than this. And it's time for a serious commitment of resources to make this happen.
What would it take for every child to succeed?
First of all, we have to believe that we can do that, that we actually can make a difference in children's lives. And I think at this point in the trajectory of the field, we have to better define and articulate what we want to put in place. So starting from that prenatal period, we want good prenatal care and supports for mothers, emotional supports. We want to reach out to those fathers early on, during pregnancy and on. We want paid leave for every family. We want quality child care for infants and toddlers, which is probably one of our biggest challenge. We want early Head Start for those families that need it. And then we want good and access to quality preschool and schools. And I think those preschools and those schools need to focus even more on assuring good health and nutrition for children and involving their families right from the beginning.
Joan, what is your proudest accomplishment?
From my earliest years being in a classroom, I was proud of the, you know, innovations that I could make there, to my years in government across three administrations, to the launching of the Alliance, which is now the Alliance for Early Success, which reaches advocates in every state across the country, to being there when we started Early Head Start, to moving on to the global arena and supporting leaders across the world. When I look around the world, whether it be the parent programs that are emerging in the preschools in Bhutan, or whether it be the play labs they're doing in Bangladesh, or whether it be the expansion of the home visiting program in Brazil, this is a global movement.
What advice do you have for the field as a pioneer in early childhood education?
I think what we have to remember as we move into another stage of our lives is the most important thing we can do now is to help mentor new leaders, leaders that reflect the languages and the cultures of the children we see. We need to support them. We need to support them in practice, in policy, in all areas. And I think that is one of the most important things that my generation can do, to pass on the belief in early childhood, that early childhood really does make a difference to long-term health, learning, and behavior. I think we have to be very intentional in our development of leadership programs at every level, supporting leaders in the community, at the state level, and also at the national level and at the global level. We have to reach out to those people that show promise. We have to mentor and support them. We have to integrate leadership development in our higher education programming. And we have to especially reach out to those people who are working in the most difficult circumstances and support them through the process.
What is your vision for ensuring a legacy for young children?
My vision for children is that they're joyful, that they're curious, that they're eager, that they're adaptable, because they're going to be in a very different world than children that were born 25, 30 years ago. And so what I would like to see happen, whether you're the pediatrician or the preschool teacher, whether you're the librarian or the grocery store person, I'd like to see us all get excited about young children and to support them in a way where the community comes together and rallies around them and their families so that they can have the best childhood they could and end up with joy.
Thank you, Joan. The Center on Enhancing Early Learning Outcomes at the National Institute for Early Education Research would like to thank the Heising Simons Foundation for its support of the Legacy 2030 Pioneers in Early Childhood Education Project. For more information about CELO's Legacy 2030 project, visit our website, celo.org/celo-legacy-2030. Thank you.